What's your whole name?
Charlie Johnson.
What year were you born?
I'm like a lay down like him, Mike.
What did he say? I need to know.
Now, if you want to know my age, I tell you, I was born July 2nd,
1923. Where?
In Etowah County.
Where is that?
Etowah. Etowah County.
Where is Etowah County?
That's out from Dallas County. Selma.
Alabama. Okay. All right. What's your mother's name? What was your mother's name?
Well, she named Nanny.
Nanny Vincent?
Correct.
What was her maiden name?
N-U-N-N.
None. Your father's name?
Jim.
Jim Vincent. What was your mother's maiden name?
Nanny? None.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, do you remember your grandmother's name?
Born.
Your mother's mother?
My daddy.
Your daddy's mother?
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Her name was Hedy Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Where was your mother from?
I guess Alabama.
And your father?
Alabama.
What about your father's mother? Where did she live?
Well, she'll get born around in there, I guess. I don't know.
Alabama also?
I'm quite sure. I don't know. I have to say that.
She's typing.
As far as I know, my grandfather, my daddy's father, born in Barbados.
Huh? Your daddy's father, Barbados. Oh, okay. You never knew any of your family on that side?
No more than his sister and brother.
Okay. Where did you go to school?
Etowah County.
How far in school did you go?
12.
12th grade?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's good.
Now, you're with the Gandy Dancers.
Yes,
right. How long you been with the Gandy Dancers?
About 2.5 years.
Oh, okay. But you are an ex-railroad worker?
Correct.
What years did you work on the railroad?
From 47. See now, I started at 17, so the last work I did for the Southern is 1947.
What'd you do before the railroad?
Sawmill.
That was also in Alabama?
Yeah.
I can't believe you asked me yes and no all of these questions.
All the
talking you've been doing all day long.
I said yes. What you want
to say? I know it. I can't believe you're giving me yes and no answers.
I'm giving you the straight. If you don't believe it, I can't make you.
You're going to be tough.
Right? No, I'm not tough. I'm just giving the straight answer.
What year did you get married? You say you graduated from high school.
Graduated from high school in 42.
What high school?
Etowah High Training School.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you meet your wife?
Birmingham, Alabama.
And you all have how many children?
Two.
What's their names?
One of them named Charles Johnson Jr. And the other one named Eloise Johnson Jr.
What did you start doing when you started working on the railroad? What were you doing?
I started out on a bridge gang. I was a bridge gang when I tried to learn how to fire, but I couldn't make it. Because I left, then you had to fire left hand and right handed.
What's firing?
Firing was steam engine.
How do you do that?
Baby, you have to reach in that tender and get you some coal and throw it in the boiler.
Do it pretty hot.
Well, yeah, when you open my door, you know, looking down the fire box, it is fire hot. Got to be fire in there.
And you couldn't be a fire?
No, because they couldn't want to try the other wood. I couldn't fire because I was right-handed. See, you had to be a left-hand farmer.
No right-hand man.
Ain't no left, ain't no, no.
He could change left, but all the cold and left.
All left-hand farmer.
Okay.
All farmer. The reason they tell me long years ago, he used to fire right-handed.
20 after 10.
Back in them times, they tell me the angel never got mad with you. All he had to do to hit you, knock you in the head and kill you, kick you on out the door.
And I felt like he
was going to you could keep your face to him. He on the left hand. All his work is on left hand. And so you got to fight left hand.
What's a bridge game?
Build bridges. Repair bridges. That's what we did.
Name
and
some
houses.
And houses. Name some of the bridges that you helped build.
I helped build a lot of them, from Mobile to Birmingham, from Birmingham to Cave Spring, Georgia, from out of Cave Spring, Georgia to Carterville, Georgia.
Any really big bridges?
Big ones, little ones, and small.
What's one big bridge you remember doing?
Over Cahaba River.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
In the 40s, 41, 42. I left in 42.
You were telling a story earlier about how you came upon a snake one day.
Oh,
what were you doing then?
I was working for the bridge gang there. Sitting about 90 feet, about 190 feet from the ground. So I holding a piece of timber, which is 12 by 12, 16 feet long, 8 men and down in the bottom, and up there I'm the one holding it in the place. So it wasn't nothing but a rat snake. I guess I had a note, I would have turned it in.
So a snake went right by you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't bite. That snake not poison.
You were lucky.
No, I wasn't. You catch a rat snake.
You lucky that it was a rat snake.
Morrison and diamondback rattlesnake don't get that high. Rattlesnake don't climb.
Oh, okay. So, you began on the railroad in what year?
I'm about 41 or 42.
41 or 42?
I left in 42. I started in 60. I stayed that 8 long years, 8.5 years with them. Left in 1947. Started working in the United States Steel in 1947, September the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Well, was railroad work, was that like the toughest work you did?
No, well, it's tough if you couldn't understand it. You paint them, you get to the iron bridges, you re-rivet them. Where the rivets slack in them, you cut them out, put new rivets in, paint it, all of that.
So you were a pretty good learner then?
Yeah, you had to be a learner.
Are you
going to
be giving it a
So you say you've been, okay, yeah. What year did you get married? What's your wife's name?
My first wife.
Oh, yes, your first wife.
Eloise.
Eloise?
Mm-hmm.
What year did y'all get married?
42.
How long did you stay married to her?
No, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. So that's the mother of your two children.
Yeah, right.
What are you and your children have children. What?
Correct.
What are their names?
I got what, my grandchildren?
Yes. And tell me which.
Sabrina.
Who's her mother?
Keisha. That's my son's children.
And you
got to my son have two girls.
Okay.
My daughter have two boys.
And what's their names?
One of them named Jarena the second. And other named Jamaica.
So unless we didn't get the names of your children. What are your children's names?
I'm telling you just these.
Tell me.
My oldest grandson is named
No. Your children.
My children.
Names.
I told you.
I didn't get it.
It's on the tape.
It's on that tape, eh?
Eloise and Charles Jr.
That's right. She's backing up herself. She's backing herself up.
So you got married a second time, 10 years?
Oh, I ain't been married about 5 years.
5 years. What's your wife's name?
Ethel.
Ethel. Mm-hmm. Where is she from?
Birmingham.
Does she have any children?
Yeah.
What's their name?
One of them named Ronnie, Bell. One of them Kenneth Bell. And the other named Calvin Bell. And she got June. And oh Lord, I can't think of the other girl's name. She had 5 children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who was your worst time on the railroad?
Well, I ain't seen that good time hardly.
What's your worst? Wait a minute. So I'm getting ready to do.
She born in some parts of Florida. I just remember what part, her husband and the neighbor.
Well, which child is this? Which grandchild? Who?
My son's daughter.
Oh, okay. These were children before he was married?
Who, me?
No, his children.
No. I got mine early.
Well, why?
They grown.
I know it, but
my children.
The ones you haven't never seen. Why you haven't never seen them?
She in some parts of Florida been with her husband, my granddaughter.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Understand?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I want to know about a bad experience that you had on the railroad, the worst.
No more than that, a snake.
The snake
all
was
them bad experiences.
All
time that when you on the railroad, you got bad experience. Because, you know, of course, we had better time than anybody else because the foreman never did bother us. We just about know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
We had good times. There wasn't no that rough. We had a nice cook. So, we did good. We're not out on slamming them rails and that. See, but we did do a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's straining work. Tote them big heavy timbers.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, all that, this, you got to get them to the place, put them up, let them down, off the bridges, place.
Mm-hmm.
See, bad experience when you're in the wintertime, they don't function no work clothes, no boots. You had to wear boots and buckle up if you're on your belt.
You had to buy them yourself.
Bought them yourself, rain suits. Oh.
How much were you making when you started working?
About 85 cents.
About 85 cents
yeah,
an
walked,
hour?
Uh-huh. Walked off a job 19, or left the breed gang and worked at 85 cents, went on a job 85 cents.
What job did you go on?
A steel plant.
Okay. Mm-hmm. U.S. Steel.
Yeah. Started them in 1947. Stayed with them till 1982.
You retired but, then?
Yes, I am. See, I retired early from then. Cause see, they shut the plant down. If I had stayed there till I got 62, I'd have had 40 years.
Oof. Mm.
See, I've been, that's the reason I say I've been retired. I've been tired 10 years. 1982.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I come off work.
What have you been doing since you've been retired?
Oh, nothing much.
You said you worked on small motors?
I do lawnmower work or something like that. I work on small lawnmowers and stuff like that. You know, repair patio. Mm-hmm. When I feel like it, I work for myself. I work for nobody tell me when to go and when to come.
No, that's right.
I had enough of that.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been with the Gandy Dancers for 2 years?
2.5 years.
Two and a half years.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed it?
Oh yeah. I enjoy it.
What do you enjoy the most about it?
Meeting different people. Places you have never seen. Places you might not have never would have got. Mm-hmm. Like I wouldn't, I'm quite sure when I went to Conica Hall, I wouldn't have never got into there. You know how many black folks was in Conica Hall when we performed?
No. Five.
And I think that is some of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were you treated nice while you were there?
Yeah, like a, you couldn't tell whether you were, couldn't tell whether you were black or white. Mm-hmm. That's the nicest they could be to you. Sure did.
How many white people worked on the bridge game?
And on the game, one but two. That the boss and a white guy, he couldn't tell you nothing to do until the boss was gone. Called the scratch phone. If the boss wasn't there, he could tell you something to do. The boss wasn't there, he couldn't tell you, pick up that cup. Because he worked there like you did. With 11 or 12 or so.
That's how many was on a game?
Mm-hmm, 12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every time a train rake, you the first person there. Don't care what time of night, what time of day, you were there. Mm-hmm. You the first person in there. In a train rake. Them breed gang group. Used to be, I don't know now.
They don't have them anymore. Well, yes, they probably
quite sure they do.
Yeah, still building bridges.
Yeah, they got to have bridges.
They had a lot of machines and stuff to do that kind of work now.
No, there's some things they can't do.
Right.
Machine can't do.
Right.
They might pick up the timber and put them up, but they can't put, can't pin them. That's right.
Okay.
It's dangerous work, but you after you get to learn it, you come natural to you just like you walking on this ground. Walking over, walking on top of a bridge, just like come as long as you get I couldn't do that now to save my soul. I wouldn't do it for $100,000.
That was you earlier talking about the rope that was up there.
When I first went there, 210 foot to the water. I'm talking about that, the bottom edge of the bridge. 210 foot to the water. You sitting out there on a 2x10. That's 10 inches wide. And a 2-inch grass rope. Three of them on it.
That's pretty high. No. How long did it take you to get used to that?
About 3 days. The fourth day, I paint. The wind blew, them big puff of wind come up on them bridges that push you on out something. You just come on back. Them old guys sit there and that bow with it. You come, you just stay there, you bow with it too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You learn how to do that. It just come natural to you. You say, well, you know it get better. Every day you get a little better and a little better. That first day I went there, I didn't turn that rope loose. For 8 hours. Come up, eat dinner, go right back down. Scared to come up.
How did you get up there? Let the rope?
They got you go back up like you come now, skin the rope. Climb it up. Either they got a rope ladder and throw it over the side there and tie it to some of the where the train won't run over. On the end, see the rails right there far from there, from the edge. Well, you just tie it around this here big old timber called a rope ladder. It is, we just kept it.
Did you ever see anybody fall?
I ain't never seen a fella fell over yet. Nothing, man. Swing up in the air high, don't know what. Swing out on the side of them wooden bridges, make you a pair of britches. Step down in that rope. Got one to come around and tie your hand, you just be swinging all out on the side of that bridge. You ain't gonna fall out. Just stay there. You can faint up there if you want to, you're gonna come out. Take that rope by you, it's gonna tie it. Make them. Take your 2-8 rope, let you down up yonder, all the way down. where you want to stop. And you stop there, he tie you off. Do what you're going to do and come on up. And he put, and they'll let you on down to up or down.
Did you find that most of the, other than the foremen and people like that, that most of the workers were black?
Average black guy, one but two there. Two. Like I said, one but two white guys at the boss and the scratch foreman, to call him a scratch foreman. He couldn't tell you an ounce or a thing in the world to do. He couldn't tell you nothing to do unless the boss wasn't here today. The boss wasn't here today, he's the boss.
So the railroad was one of the main employers of the black people in your area?
That's right. Main employer, most black workers of the railroad company. Them could get there.
Yeah, so pretty much almost everybody at one time or another did work for the railroad.
That's right. A lot of them retired, you know, worked for it. It used to be something out on the railroad, baby. Railroad used to be something. Them cars out there, you didn't grease your face. Them cars eat you up.
You didn't what?
Grease your face. This time of year, them cars have you shedding like a liver.
What'd you grease your face with?
Keeping out that creosote eating you up.
No, what did you grease it with?
Vaseline. Every man on the railroad kept a bottle of Vaseline bigger. You didn't, they eat you up. That creosote peel you just like you peeling a tater. You be shedding all over your face. You couldn't see hardly. You had to grease your face, hands, arms, and all. So eat you up. Them times they used to look like they've been, you almost get in a car across town, be that much juice down in the bottom of them. That crystal eat you up. Tell them of all. Of course, they never load our timbers in a gun. They loaded ours on a flat car.
What's a gun?
That's a gun, it's a low-sided car. You see, it comes up by high as you. Got a hopper inside of it there. They put the tires in there. See, our timbers come on a flat car. They're flat like this table. Mm-hmm. This time of year, you be peeling like an onion and you didn't grease your face and hands. Your eyes, your neck.
Everything.
That's right, that Chris will eat you up. You better not go out there with no like arms short out there. That Chris will eat you up, baby. Them new tires just come in there. You got to pick them up and throw them out of there.
And those are heavy.
They wasn't light. Yeah. And get out there where they was out there for the TCI Railroad. The man standing there leaning over the car like this. Yeah. Standing up in the car, just like you a dead gun prisoner. They were nasty out there on that track.
And the supervisors were nasty?
Who? Some of them men couldn't be more right than the ABC than the ball. Out there couldn't write to help some of them black guys to fix their time sheet. You could tell the black them do that because they always had a little good time.
So you saying that some of the supervisors couldn't even...
Couldn't been more right, and that cook could. They don't know nobody.
And the blacks would fix their time sheets for them.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. What do you want to go down in history about you?
Well, just trying to make a living. I tried to work hard for a living, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is.
What do you want to say to young people?
Just try to make something out of themselves. Try to make a living and do it the right way. Make it the hard, eat his hard, but his path.
You think your hard work is... is attributed to you living as long as you are and having a stable retirement?
Yeah. You got something to lean back on.
Yeah.
you don't work, you ain't gonna have nothing. What do you got? You got to make your living. And there ain't one way I found out I wasn't pretty. I couldn't dance. So I had to go to work.
Right. Huh? All right.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
One thing I tell these young folks, get up and quit trying to hustle this dope and go and get you a job and make somebody else happy. Try to be something for yourself.
We want to say to, we have a lot of young black men who, they get children and they're not responsible. And
that's what they is. If you ain't small from, don't get them.
Yeah.
Everyone I got a raisin grown and they're all mad out of my house. I got two. And they all come out of my house.
Okay. Thank you very much.